ways. They are not, however, as fanatics like the Christian Reconstructionists or Dominionists, they are not the only people with such calling. Christians who have calling to be involved in public service should pursue that with no illusions about converting the nation or building the kingdom of God in a naive way. They have to realize that some of their co-workers will consider Muhammad or Marx or mere pragmatism to have greater ethical authority than the Bible. The Christian, of course, should not be reticent about distinctive motives that she or he may have for advocating particular policies, but seeking common ground with others will often be what is most likely to get those policies accepted. If a Buddhist agrees with a Christian about the direction NASA should take in the next century, so much the better.